USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of gasoline is just under $3.43 a gallon nationwide. Prices are up $1.30 since 2020, and all that being said, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she has nothing new regarding what the Biden administration is going to do to lower the prices at the pump.
We're not just closely and directly monitoring the situation, which of course we've been doing, but we're looking at every tool in our arsenal. You mentioned some of them. While I don't have anything to preview today, the president is quite focused on this, as is the economic team.
After 13 years, pop icon Britney Spears is free from her conservatorship, a Los Angeles County judge ending the arrangement on Friday. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is expected to turn himself in Monday after being indicted by a federal grand jury for contempt of Congress. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.